Well, welcome to the 2017 football season. Since we left, Philadelphia, and the way that we felt in our stomachs when we left the field at Temple, we've been looking forward to this moment. And for our team, it's been about just pure focus to get to this point, Zoom focus even. And the focal point for us right now is today. Today is our open day for our players, and we changed that term from off day to open day, meaning that the building is open for them to come in and do whatever they need to do to make sure that we're focused and prepared to go against a very, very good James Madison football team. They were national champions last year, and we think that they've gotten even better since last year because we feel that we've also gotten better. When you talk about a team that's won the final 12 games, and then also the only game that they lost last year was to UNC, you know that you're dealing with a talented team and a well-coached football team. I think Coach Houston has done a great job there. They got the longest active win streak in Division I. They averaged 47 points a game, and they outscored their opponent 700-318. Says everything about who they are as a program right now and the ability for him to come in and selectively take transfers and gel that football team. They are to be commended. Defensively, Bob Trott, the defensive coordinator I've known for 20 years, coached me in college, does a really good job of using four down and being able to get from 4-2-5 to 4-3 because of the help of some good football players in the back end. And then in their front, I think they're as experienced on defense as a team that we've seen coming in this year. We're really focused on making sure that today we do what we have to do to be prepared to go against them on offense. And then on offense, we talked about 47 points a game. And it all starts with the quarterback. As accurate as a quarterback as we've seen in the start, in season, what I really like about him is that he has the ability to stay in his fakes a lot longer than a lot of other people because of his quickness and release. Really, really good football player. Places the ball well with great accuracy. Can hurt you in the run game, which gives them another number in the run game. I really like their offense and their 11 personnel, the way that they use the tight end. Tight end can not only be used in a lot of their run sets, but also if you split him out, he's also, they have the ability to use. Coach has done a good job of using him in the pass game as well, so we have a serious challenge there. And because of all these players that they have, special teams will also be a nice challenge that we look forward to by some of the guys that we've added on our football team. But all in all, we're talking about a really, really good football team that's getting better. And the thing that concerns you about when you play a team of this talent level, right out of the gate, is that they've had a lot of carryover. They played a lot of football games last year, which led into a good offseason, which leads into a spring quickly, having spring football after a big-time win in the offseason, and then it leads into summer ball and then fall camp. So what you've seen is a team that's been able to play together and continue to grow, led by a defensive line group and a quarterback that helps them become a total football team. Really, really good football team coming this weekend, and our guys, we're ready and look forward to the challenge. For us, I don't have as much to talk about, from what we did last week because we didn't play last week. But moving forward, our focus is on this team and making sure this team, the things that we've done in the offseason to improve the depth of this team. And the number one objective of this team in the offseason was to build team chemistry. I've told people before that team chemistry builds the moment you leave the field and not when you're on the field, because you need to know that you trust the people around you. So we're looking forward to that. And speaking of team chemistry, I'll kind of shift a little bit here. Our players have the ability to vote for captains. I'm going to announce the captains today, and our captains will be on offense, Gardner Minshew, Jimmy Williams, and Garrett McGinn, and on defense, Bobby Faulk and Jordan Williams. This is exactly the guys that I thought that it would be, which is a great feeling when you have that feeling with your team. And it was to look at the votes coming in. Now you tally the votes a lot differently than you did back in the day. You used to have to tear off little pieces of paper and hand them off. Well, now we have a computer system that sends out and it tallies the votes. But to watch the offensive and defensive votes come in with almost the exact same thing on every one of them, know that the spirit of this team is aligned. And we've worked really, really hard to get to that point. And we know that, this is the team that's going to play well together as we move forward and we're focused on today. A lot of people are going to be talking about focusing on this weekend and the game. No, we're going to focus on Monday. Then we're going to focus on Tuesday. And every single day that we're in, we're going to focus on it. We're intent on playing well, and that's what we have to do. Another shift that I'll have is, you know, at the beginning of the year, you need to know some of the injuries that happen throughout the off season. And I've kind of told people earlier about some of our injuries. We're out for this game. I don't know if you guys have already gotten that or not. Trayvon Brown will be out. His clearance will come, hopefully, on Wednesday or Thursday of this week, his physical contact, full contact clearance. So we look forward to hopefully having him back for the following week. Also, Kobe Gore, his clearance is probably going to come in the next couple of days, his physical clearance. But he still, we don't believe in not playing on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and not having any physical contact and then being able to go into games. So he won't be available for us this week physically. And Malik Gray, also a knee injury. We're looking forward to hopefully getting him back in the swing of things by the end of this week. We'll find out a little bit more next week where he is, but he's out right now. And then, of course, Blake, and some people have already seen that for a long time now. Moving forward, I'm going to try to keep you guys as detailed and informed about the things that we can going into to game week. But we're a healthy football team. We're a team that is very hungry and very focused on what's going to happen on September the 2nd. Thank you.
Coach, you mentioned chemistry already. I know that was a big focus during camp. What are maybe some of the other intangible type things that you notice about this team, some characteristics that might be different than where you were a year ago right now?
Well, one of the things that I'll tell you that really, you know, kind of hit my heart is this team, usually when they get that Saturday, you know, like the last Saturday off before, all of them want to, you know, they want to go do different things, whether they want to go see their parents or they wanted to go hang out with their friends away from the team because they've been around. This year, they came to me, and I never saw it coming, all of them. They voted. They wanted to watch the fight all together. And when you get the whole team that says they want to do one thing on their only real weekend off, that's special. And that was offense, defense, all of our specialists. They were all crammed in there on top of each other, and they enjoyed each other. And that was probably, for a coach, that's not something I even thought about last year, but for a coach, for Gardner, and then our defensive captains that we didn't know that were going to be captains at the time, to come and tell me exactly what they wanted to do on their day off, that was a special moment.
Obviously, football is your biggest concern, but with Greenville Little League being the runner-up Championship. Do you have a message to those kids as they come back to Greenville representing this area?
We're so proud of you. You know, can't say how proud of you we are. You're already heroes, not only for young kids, but you're heroes for people like me that would like to relive the dream of playing in the Little League World Series. The other thing that I would say is just to, you know, perseverance. And this is only going to make you stronger. I can't wait to see where they are next year. Some of those guys, of course, are moving on and growing up. And then to the coaching staff, I know exactly how hard it is to put it all together and to have parents work with you and the parents, all the evenings that you give up and the weekends that you give up, but it's all worth it because this is a memory that they will always remember. Now, the one thing that I don't understand is that how we, you know, the setup and how we lose and that's it. And we won before, but I'm not going to cry about it, but I was a little bit upset about it. We were at Meet the Pirates. And it was a special occasion because we had all the football fans in the stadium, and we were all watching you guys do the best that you possibly could. And, of course, it's a hurtful time for you when you lose in that situation, but you ought to be commended for the way that you played.
Coach, one of the main differences, just generally speaking, an FBS program and an FCS team, and how does Madison maybe move up a little bit as far as that goes?
Well, scholarship numbers, you know, the amount of people that you have, you know, in the building sometimes can always be a little bit of a difference. But the reason why, one of the main reasons JMU has made a huge transition, even 3 years ago, 2 years ago, years before, you know, one of the biggest things that you see is that they've been very selective in the process of the people that come out of the Power Six group that they bring into their, you know, into their program. And they've been selective. You don't just take anybody. I know the people that he's and they brought in there, And some of them I've worked with, some of them I've coached, some of them I've watched throughout their program, some of them I've recruited, and they've been very selective. And the people that they've brought in, going back to Vad Lee, all those guys that they've brought in have been productive, but they've been great people. They've worked really great together, really well together, and they're humble. So a lot of people, you're just looking for talent. I think that what Coach has done, he's done a really, really good job of getting great players and great people from the Power Six Conference that can come in, have an immediate impact, but are humble enough to listen to coaching. It'll be the same. I think the way that I manage it may be a little bit different, but it'll be the same. There's no question about it. But the one thing that I'm going to pay close attention to this year, I know this team. I don't have to, my emotion doesn't necessarily have to be the jump start anymore. We got a lot more self-motivated people than we had last year at this time, and I'm going to make sure that my emotion doesn't trump my intelligence. So I'll manage my emotion, but we'll be ready to go. I'll have a ton of energy when it comes this Saturday. This is a huge football game, huge football atmosphere we get to play in front of Pirate Nation. So if you were in my shoes, imagine how you feel.
Are turnovers your biggest concern as far as holding on to the football and creating enough to the defensive side?
Well, our biggest concern is operation. I think that when you talk about a team like JMU, offensively what you're going to see is a team that's going to come out and give you a tremendous amount of tempo. They're going to hard count you on first down and third down, which people don't think about. They just think take it for granted that you're going to see some hard count on third down. But you're talking about a quarterback at the line of scrimmage that can mess up some things operation. So operation is first before the ball is snapped. That's critical for us. And then, yes, we've got to find a way to take care of the football. The guy that's running out there for us first at running back, Darrell, he hasn't put the ball, knock on wood, on the ground. And that's a big deal to us. And that's why he is where he is right now. And the guys that are coming behind him have done a better job taking care of the football. But we wanted to make sure everybody knew that we're going to put a lot of emphasis on taking care of the football. And then on defense, we've added some different pieces to the puzzle that get us to the football a little quicker. Some more ball skills in the back end, and then in our front, we think that we have added some depth and some of the ability to pass rush that'll get it out of his hands a little bit quicker. But we have a challenge, and that's one of them.
Coach Peterson said last week he expects Serve to still play. In what spots do you think he best helped you?
The spots that he would best help us. I can't really say at this point in time where how we feel about how to use him. I'm not far enough down the road to tell you exactly where we're going to use him. So hopefully, if we get the ability to use him, if he's if we get a chance to play him, then it'll be just the spots that we really need him to help us in. They're the national champions. They've gotten better. They won the last 12 games. The only school that they lost to was UNC. Our record was our record, which is in the past. Our guys are motivated. Our guys hear it. They understand it. They're going to hear me say it again that you asked me the question today, tomorrow. So we understand where we are, But, no one in Vegas or anyone across the country determines this team's fate. This team's fate will be determined by this team.
What's the thing that's kind of stood out for you in your preparation for this first game and the whole camp with this pop up?
The amount of guys that are willing to sacrifice for one another, that's probably been, and that's not just players. I'm talking about coaches, taking up for coaches. We've had different things going on. We have pregnancies on the team, some of our wives, and just the way guys have been willing to fill in if a guy has to run out for 15, 30 minutes and no questions asked. So that's one of the things that I'm going to remember about this camp. The NCAA had an effect on the camp in changing some rules, and I think it was a good change. I think it gave a team like us the chance to really grow the team chemistry rather than always being on the field. Our guys were able to get stronger during camp, which that's hard to do. And then also our guys were able to become a lot closer with their coaches.
Coach, last year at this time, you talked a lot about Chip having that chip on your shoulder. You feel after what happened last season, that chip's gotten even bigger?
You know, I think that chip now that we talk about, you know, for a lot of people, is very evident. You feel it. You don't just see it. Now you can actually feel the chip there. And that's the way we practice. This was the most physical preseason with altercation, with everything, because everybody understands how hard you have to play every snap. And, you know, everything that's happened and everything that's been said has been really, really good for this football team. We wouldn't have responded the way that we responded in recruiting, in playing, unless we had to hear some negative things. You know, we wouldn't be where we are today if we wouldn't have been through what we've already been through and had to hear some of the things that we had to hear, which were rightfully so. So we've embraced it, and we're embracing the chip. But it's not just the chip that we're giving lip service to. Now we don't have to talk about the chip anymore. It's there. And you see it on the field. You know, you see a one-on-one drill. If a receiver beats the DB, and the next time that receiver comes to the line, the DB is going to try to jam him at the line of scrimmage. And then I'm going to have to be using my whistle the next 5 minutes because they're going to be at each other. And you know, that's what we need. So we got competitive people in a lot of places. That's pretty much it. That was a miscommunication. Caleb Pratt will be our kickoff specialist, but Jake will be our place kicker. Caleb will be backing him up. Jake has done a great job. He's been right on, but probably the miscommunication comes from him being a kickoff. He'll be our kickoff specialist. Okay. Thank you, guys.